Okay, here we go.
Do you see what I did?
I did see what you did.
I put rubber bands to show my face.
Hold on.
Yeah. No. Podcast day. No. Podcast day.
Wait.
I thought we were starting with like a, we did it.
We did do it.
We launched
it. Happy podcast day.
Happy podcast day. Left-handed shake.
Happy podcast day.
Oh. What? I forgot to shut off the heater.
It's,
you hear it?
Yeah, but it's too cold in here.
Wait, so you want a subpar product?
Feel my fingers. They're like icicles.
Yeah, I think you should shut it off.
I'm really
because
cold.
Because if you don't suffer in the production of something, it's not worth producing. That's what
I
heard.
Are you serious?
Aren't you a method actress? Are you a method podcast woman?
No, I'm not even an actress.
You are a podcaster.
I am a podcaster.
So podcasters go to the depths of cold to bring nice, fine audio to their people.
But it's really cold in here.
You want my socks?
No.
Your feet aren't in the show. Just put my socks on your hands.
Okay, fine.
Listen to that audio clarity, people.
Today's episode is brought to you by
Audio Baba. So wait, tell them who you are.
I got it.
You're stealing all my fake companies.
Welcome to another episode of Sheena Interrupted.
Oh, you almost said it that time, you crazy lady.
Today's episode.
Today's a big day.
Today is a big day. It is podcast
January
day.
January 16th.
It is January
16th. We can say this for once.
Yes. January 16th. Our podcast just launched today. Yay.
This podcast.
The first episode just
first
went live.
First episode hit.
I know. How do you feel?
Anticlimactic.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel good.
I don't know if people like it or not.
Well,
I have no idea.
We'll hear in
when
a few
hear?
Hours. It doesn't matter. We're just going to keep doing it and we're going to keep improving on ourselves. So
what if the first episode was the best episode we ever did?
Then that's really sad.
That could be the most epic episode ever done.
It
in
could,
the history
but
of podcasting.
Then you still expect to grow on your own excellence.
You
if
grow.
That was excellent.
I hope that was the best episode we ever do.
I do not.
That's bad thinking on my part.
That's terrible thinking
yes.
on your part.
I hope that's the worst episode we ever do.
That's the right attitude.
There you go. That episode sucks, people. First episode was complete
go
jump.
That far.
You just said we have to.
No, I said even if it
we
was
shame
excellent.
The first
nope,
episode.
Even if it was excellent, we can still grow on that excellence and be even more excellent.
I mean, we're not in a closet anymore.
We are not.
That's
we're not
a
in a closet. We've moved out. We
better
have
audio.
Yes, better
not
audio.
Not as good heating.
No, the heating stinks in this.
This episode is brought to you by
my cold fingers
cold
and toes.
Feet that will touch me at night. So. What
so
do you want
wait,
to talk about
I will tell you about today's episode. We're going way back.
Way back.
Back into time.
To when we met.
No, and baby, no, baby, no, baby. See that reference?
That? No.
I did a Blackstreet reference. We're going back.
That?
Back into time. Way back.
Who? Which cartoon
and then
is
they
this
start
you're referring
singing,
to?
No, baby, no, baby, no, baby.
Like as in we're not going back in
oh
time?
Oh my God.
What are you doing?
You don't know that song?
No.
Okay.
Sing it at least. Nobody knows right now, believe me.
Yes,
that's
everybody
knows. Nobody knows this.
If you know what I'm talking about,
if
put it in the comments.
If you are a fan of songs rated between 200 and 300 in the 1980s.
If you take your love away from me.
Okay, now
me,
I know the song.
I'll go crazy.
Now I know what you're
See?
Talking about.
That's how it started. We
because
going
no
back.
One know-
back.
That. That's no one listened to that part.
Everybody knows what I'm talking about. Well, everybody that's not like
that's
12.
Born.
Okay.
When that came out.
So today's episode is the one that everybody has been waiting for.
Yes.
Our love story.
No, the origin story.
No, our love story.
The origin story of how they got to know you.
The origin story of
you,
how our love started.
Yes. That's the one.
That's the one.
For online video and content creation.
What?
They want to know the story of your love for creating content. See, if they don't know your origin story, they won't care about your love story.
This actually, for the first time in a long time, you are making the sense.
I always make the sense. You just don't always understand sensible
I understand
things.
The sense right now.
It is probably a good idea, given you actually launched this podcast
yes.
today. So you should
actually,
take the mic.
Actually, this is very poetic. I like your thinking today. Yes.
I've done some upgrades to our video.
What have you done?
I use rubber bands to stick my phone. You
yeah.
ever noticed?
Yeah.
So now the viewers on the YouTube
will have something to
see.
Absolutely. Okay.
I might travel the streets with
okay,
this
people.
Thing.
We're changing our course.
I feel like I'm in Harry Potter.
Why?
You know how they use like the mirror to see around the corner
yeah.
so they don't get petrified? That's what I'm doing.
They will understand.
Make a hat with these things so you can walk around so people can understand.
You will understand if you watch the video component of this podcast.
But you don't need to.
You don't need to.
Because it's a podcast. What the hell? You don't need video.
But if you want to see what he's talking about.
But if you're on YouTube, you get it.
Yeah. If you want to see what he's talking about, you should check it out on YouTube.
Should I just go upstairs now? Get your snacks?
No.
You should tell your origin story.
Okay. We'll tell the story.
That day where you felt pushes against your feet.
Nope. Hold on.
And then you saw the light.
What? And no, I'm not telling my birth story.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were starting at the beginning.
Are you insane? Nobody wants to know that story. Nobody cares about that story.
But how you were born?
Yeah.
One of three? And how you ate the other two to survive? I think that's a pretty interesting story.
Okay, let's start with our usual high, low, unexpected. What was your high?
Oh my goodness, this again.
Yes, this again. We're going to start the episode with this.
You have to remind me 24 hours before this recording.
Okay, scheduling. I'll tell you my high.
You go. I'll think while you
tell me.
You
tell me the low.
Yeah. Don't steal mine, though.
My high is that our podcast came out today.
Oh, good.
I'm so thrilled.
Good.
I'm really excited. The high of the entire week last week was just building to this, you know, this new podcast coming out. I'm super excited to be doing this cool thing with you. I'm super excited to be sharing more of our journey with our friends. And that is a very big high for me this week that we accomplished that.
What was your low?
Your turn to do the low, because I want to get into the story.
What was a low? Well, we had a really good weekend.
Yes.
Which was kind of more of a high than a low.
Yes.
Where the boys hockey team played in a tournament in Canada.
Montreal.
That was fun. So that was good. Also, seeing everyone was good.
Yep.
I haven't seen them since last year. So it was nice to see them again.
It's January 16th.
Yeah, I didn't see them since December 30th.
31st.
Oh, we stayed.
You actually saw them on January 1st.
We stayed for New Year's?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You saw them this year.
Oh, my God. Why did we go back so quickly? I like to see everyone at least once a year. I thought we could check that box right off the bat. Okay, so what was my low?
I know what your low was.
Driving back?
Yes.
Yes. I don't like these.
Driving back and forth and all of the snowstorms.
Stopping for charging is not cool. And the EVs don't tell you that, oh, it's snowing outside. We're going to cut your battery length by half.
Yeah, that was a little bit.
So that was a little bit of a low, but it was okay. We were in good company.
Yep.
Kids were fine.
Yeah. I think it's about changing your attitude.
On the road a little bit. That was fun.
I did.
That was my low, watching you swerve on the side, not liking to drive in the snow yet. Refusing to go slower than 75 because in your brain I must move at this pace. Doesn't matter if the car slips, slides, turns, cars are in front of me, I will go around them in the snowbank, slip over and then call and say, oh, can you drive? Because yes, we were in a caravan. It was her turn to drive. So she drove faster than anyone in the caravan. We couldn't keep up with her. Put the car not in four-wheel drive and then was spinning and then called after she saw a car in a ditch, probably doing the same stuff she was doing. Saying, I think you should drive. And I said, yes, I will when I reach your exit in 17 minutes because you've been driving twice the speed of everyone else, I will switch with you. That was my low.
That lack of processing
that you should slow down in the snow.
This, however, is not so low.
This is fun for you, but that messed me up. Look at my shoes. Look at my fit.
Oh my God. Why are you wearing your shoes in the house, though?
Because I've never worn them outside of the house.
This is the only time you're allowed to
wear these. This is a summer shoe that I wear it around the house. I have in-house shoes.
They're called slippers.
These are slippers?
No, you shouldn't be wearing these in the house.
They're
you should be wearing
shoes.
Slippers.
No.
Those are in-house
What's
shoes.
What's the difference? The bottom of your slipper has rubber. The bottom of my shoe has rubber.
All right. Okay, so
I don't
any
like
unexpected
do things
I know
that other people do because they do them.
Believe me, I
the
know
the logic
this.
Is sound in what I'm saying.
For you,
this footwear has never been outside the home. It can be worn in the home.
Sure.
I'm gonna wear winter boots around the house that I haven't worn outside.
Okay.
And I'm gonna wear slippers outside in the snow that I'm only gonna wear outside.
You do you,
yep.
Boo.
And you're gonna be like, wow, that's awesome.
No. Nope.
Smart man.
You do you.
I'm gonna sleep in these in the bed tonight.
You better not.
Yes, I am.
You better not.
You wear your bare feet around the house and you put those paws in the bed. I'm wearing this in the bed. I'm sleeping in my shoes tonight.
Okay.
I'm not showering them because then they'll be wet. But otherwise I'd shower in them too.
Okay.
But I'm sleeping with my shoes tonight.
Okay. I will document this.
What's that song?
I'm going crazy.
No.
That's the song that's coming to my mind.
You can keep your heels on.
You make me crazy.
Do you know the song?
Any unexpecteds? The game is high, low, unexpected.
Oh, unexpected.
Yes. Any unexpecteds?
Yes.
What?
I don't know.
I do. I know.
What?
My unexpected was the way that
my leg got stuck here. That was unexpected. I thought I could move my leg without using my arms, but apparently
that type
of flexibility only is reserved for the young at age.
Yes. My unexpected was the way those boys played this weekend.
You talked about it already.
You talked about the weather.
Oh, yes. What did they do?
Actually, my unexpected was the way Jay played.
Yes.
He played
quite well.
Really, really well. And it always shocks me to watch how calm he is.
Because he's provenly your child.
There's nothing at all like me. I tend to get worked up for the smallest things.
We got one each.
Yes, we got one each.
The other one was crying because the bag of chips couldn't open. Or she opened it from the bottom. Why did this happen? You did it. It's fine. Chips are the same. Then she removed the chip and flipped them upside down before eating them.
But he was so calm. And he was like, I am in awe every single time I watch him play. And
he's
coming
into his own.
Yes, I know that he's only 12. But I just find him to be extremely, what's the word? Admirable. I admire how he plays.
Okay. My unexpected
was,
do you think the mic will pick up my stomach grumbling? Did you hear it?
Yes, I heard it.
My unexpected is how hungry I am right now after having a hearty breakfast. My unexpected is for the people listening.
Yes.
Because they see this podcast, they hear the podcast, and you think people are all put together.
Yeah.
There's nothing put together about what's going on right now. Mm-hmm. So this is my message to the people at home. Everything you see outside is pretty curated, and you can't rely on what you see.
Yeah,
you have to trust your instinct, and you have to be good to yourself. And the reason I say that is because here we are recording this podcast in our basement, having just spent some money to buy proper microphones so we look like the heroes that we see online.
Yes.
And I'm gonna go buy one of those cups too, those little podcast cups.
Can I put my name on it?
Like a pair of pants for your microphone.
Yeah, can I put my
on? You wear microphone pants and then all of a sudden you've made it.
Made there what?
A podcast. If your microphone wears pants, you've made it.
Oh.
It's known. But what you don't see or hear is that right now there's a kid upstairs, the same kid we were talking about, who threw up at school because he ate something bad apparently and is now upstairs in his room sleeping. So after this is recorded,
we're going to go be parents.
Someone's going to go upstairs. I'm going to go take a train to go downtown because it's crappy weather outside.
Yep.
She's going to go upstairs and try to convince a kid to eat when he doesn't want to eat. So this is it. This is normal life. You have highs, you have lows, and you have unexpected, like the kid who comes home when you didn't plan for it.
Yep.
So
that's a good one.
Wherever you're listening to this, whatever is happening in your life right now,
be okay with
it. You might be on a high, you might be on a low, you might be on an unexpected, but the roller coaster will continue and you will have each of those every day.
Very wise.
Should we just end there?
No.
I don't think I have more than that.
No.
I'm done for the
day. I want to tell my story.
I have given some very sound, heartfelt guidance.
I want
today.
To tell my story. Okay. I'm going to tell the story.
Tell your story. Where are you starting?
Okay.
This is one of my favorite stories to listen to. So
is it?
I'm not going to be participating very much today.
You're not interrupting me?
I'm just listening.
Okay. Amazing. So I'm going to tell this story. People ask me all the time what I do for a living and what that looked like. I stayed home with my kids. Was I working? Was I not? You know, so here's my story. My story is I was working until I was singing in a band and I was writing music until I was about, 8.5 months pregnant.
I love that you refer to that as working still.
I like it's.
Like,
I
explain
just
because
I enjoy what I did. Yeah, I worked
on
my own. I sang in a band.
No boss involved.
No, I'm my own boss.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's still working because I was earning a living.
Can you
from
work it?
Can you work it? Put your thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did my last show.
Nobody told Missy Elliott not to record her song backwards.
I know. That's really cool.
That's why I sleep with my shoes on. Same thing. Same mentality. It's very cool.
I'm not seeing the similarity.
It is. They're like, wait, you want to sing it properly and then reverse it on the track? You crazy, Missy. And she's like, no, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay. I still don't feel comfortable with you sleeping with shoes on in the bed. We'll talk about that tonight.
Later. Okay, go ahead. So you were 8 months
I was 8 months pregnant. I sang my last show at the House of Blues. Remember?
It wasn't your show.
You're whatever.
It
I sang.
Seem very exaggerated.
I sang with a band, and yes, we sang our last show at the House of Blues. I was 8.5 months pregnant. Yes. If you looked at me from the front, I looked completely fine, straight, no belly.
Yeah.
I turned to the side. All of a sudden, there was this massive belly, and it was cool and awesome. And I thought I would take a couple of months off, and I'd go right back to it.
It was 8 months. Because at 8.5, this guy showed up.
Actually, this is true. Eight months pregnant. And so then I had a baby, and I thought I'd get back to work after a few months. But when those few months were over, I didn't. And I just stayed home. I didn't feel right leaving him. It didn't feel right for us. And it was also really expensive to send our kid to daycare. And
was it?
Yeah.
I don't even remember that.
It was expensive. And it just, I wasn't making enough to justify it. And
so, were you making anything?
I was. You yes. Were? Yes, I was making a little money.
You were? I don't remember that either. You must have pocketed it at all. Did we report any of your income to the IRS? Yes, we did.
Yes,
we yes, we'd did. All of it. All of it. But you made under the minimum pay taxes. Yes. Yes. You made a lot of not taxable income.
Sure. No.
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 We paid all the taxes.
We always
paid
our taxes.
So much money.
So, okay.
Oh, it's out. Is the statute of limitations has passed.
It's over. It's over.
We made millions of dollars. We didn't pay a penny in tax. Suckers. We made so much money.
Okay.
My God, so, we were just swimming in it.
So
those were the good old days.
I have this baby, and then I have another baby. And
no,
then
just one.
No, I had one baby.
Yes.
Then I stayed home with him.
Yes.
And then I had another baby after a few years.
Yeah, years later.
Yeah, a few years later. And then I said to myself, there's still something that feels like it's missing. And I was telling you this. I remember telling you, like, I love being home with the kids, but I was also sad that I wasn't getting to share this other side of myself.
When did you say that?
Probably, Zara was probably about 2 or 3.
Yes.
Right?
6 years later.
Here we are. Yeah. At that point, you had told me, okay, she's still little. She's still just 2 or 3. Why don't you get her to the point where she's in kindergarten, and then you'll free up a lot.
You think? You don't remember any of this? We went to a dinner.
Yeah.
And you were sitting there in a very morose state, and I couldn't understand why.
Who did we go to dinner with?
Just us.
Oh.
And I normally know when there's some reason for you to be so disappointed.
Okay.
But this time I didn't, and I was almost positive I had nothing to do with it. And some song started playing.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was, I don't know, Adele or Alicia Keys, one of these vocalists who you really admire,
yeah,
in terms of their musicality.
Yeah.
And you started crying.
I did?
In a restaurant. And
which
I thought
restaurant?
It was because the appetizers weren't there. They're relevant. I don't know.
I don't remember
one of those
this
places
dinner.
We used to go with all our cash from your singing from back in the day. And we had run out from our mattress money.
Yeah.
And you were crying.
I was?
We were really sad, and you teared up, and you said something along the lines of, nobody's going to hear me sing.
Aww.
And I didn't understand that.
That's really sad. I'm going to start
crying. It was sad.
Now.
How do you forget all that?
I don't know.
And then I
blocked
remember
it out.
That's where the conversation went from Zara being, when does she start? It was 1.5 years before she was supposed to go to kindergarten.
She started at 5.
5. So she was probably 3 and a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, proceed.
So I was really sad.
And you were
like
this
tearing
is over.
Up now.
It was finished. You said, okay, this is it. My life has deviated
yes.
from where I expected to be. And you were trying to figure out how do I, like, there's nothing to complain about. We had healthy kids.
Yeah.
They were full of joy. We had all those elements.
Yeah.
But you felt like you had to retire a dream,
yeah.
essentially.
Yeah. I did.
Please proceed.
Thank you. I will proceed. Thank you for that.
I decided and go back to school and delete this podcast. You're right. It will get better in time. Maybe a little bit of research in your own feelings before we start next time.
Sometimes you have to just block out those feelings.
This is why. That's one of the best things you learn from.
I know. It's true. I was really, really sad. I think that I got to a point where I made peace with the fact that I was going to be a stay-at-home mom.
I don't think you made peace with it.
And no, I was trying to make peace
yeah.
with it, that I was going to be a stay-at-home mom, and I had to just retire that desire to share my voice and share my music and share my I feel like my voice is not necessarily my own. It's something that I have to share with the world. I've always felt that it's like a gift that I was given, and it needs to be shared. I don't think of it as a egotistical thing. I don't think of it as an arrogant thing. I just think I was gifted with a really cool skill, and I can connect with people. When I sing, I can bring people to tears.
What was your mantra, but that you didn't ultimately, you were trying to believe what you were saying?
I used to say this to you a lot. I used to say that if I was singing for a crowd of 35,000 people, which I had at that point because I had sung the anthem at Fenway Park, if I was singing for a crowd of 35,000 people or just a crowd of one, as long as I was happy and as long as I was finding joy in it, I would continue singing.
Are you messing with me now? This feels like you're pranking me.
What mantra are you thinking about?
I feel like I'm going to send you your own interviews that you've done in the past. So you can listen to your own story.
What was it?
Said it didn't matter if I was singing to a crowd of 35,000 or if I'm singing to a room of 35. Yeah. As long as I'm singing, I'm going to be happy.
Okay, long as I was happy,
I'd be... But you were able to sing
to
a small group.
Yeah.
Because you were singing at, like, you would go to his kindergarten class and you'd do a little sing-along and things like that. But you weren't happy.
Yeah.
So that's
remember
the struggle.
I even sang at that senior citizen center?
Oh, yeah.
That was really
nice. You'd volunteer.
Nice. Yeah. I tried to fill
but it wasn't.
I tried to fill those holes in myself with as much as I could. But I was still struggling, if I'm being completely honest.
Yes, that's the point.
The struggle was real. And I think that it's normal to feel like you don't know where you want to put all of your attention. And it's hard because when you're a mom, you want to give your kids all that you have to give them. And you also want to do what brings you joy and what makes you happy and what fills your bucket. And I felt like I wasn't doing that.
So now let's fast forward to the dinner and the plan.
Okay, so the plan was,
yes.
You said, why don't you get Zara to kindergarten? Because you know that once she starts, we know from experience, once she starts kindergarten, you will free up at least a whole during
morning.
The day or a morning or whatever it is. So why don't you stay home and be with her and give her everything you have until she starts kindergarten. And then you go back to work, whatever that looks like, whatever you want it to feel like or look like on you. Anyway, fast forward, Zara turns 5. And
we go to the Apple store.
Yep, we went to the Apple store.
It was
a big purchase
day for me. So that computer was a massive purchase.
It was a big purchase.
We bought memory. We bought no cloud.
Speakers.
Yes.
We did a whole like haul.
We're like, woohoo, we're opening a studio in the basement. Whoa. We do this regularly. Every time we want to do something, we open a studio in the basement.
Yes.
We're like the adult equivalent of the closet where the parents throw all their kids' hobby items.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
no,
we're
not.
Use...
There's your guitar also.
We
that hobby
use our...
item. We have two guitars. One old guitar that we didn't use and a new guitar that we don't use.
We have
two sets of speakers. One set here that we don't use and another set in the other room that we don't use.
I use them.
Yeah, for sure.
No, I use them.
Okay, so then?
So then I was trying to figure out like what this landscape looked like, because I don't know if anybody out there knows, but I was on YouTube back in like...
You're an OG.
I'm an OG YouTuber.
I think it was labels
like
were on YouTube.
2007 that I got on YouTube, or 2008 that I got on YouTube. And I had built a small little following. I was really proud of my 10,000 followers.
That was huge.
That was huge at that time. But I hadn't put a video up in, I don't know, 10 plus years.
Yeah.
Or no, 8 years maybe. And so then I put this video together and I realized that people had now moved from YouTube to Facebook to then Instagram. And so I had to understand. I spent a few months just understanding what the landscape looked like, what people were using all these platforms for. And then I put this video together on YouTube.
What video?
It was like a where in the world has Sheena Melwani been? And I did this like quick...
Oh, with the kids and all of that.
Yep, here's my little update.
And meanwhile, the 20-year-old that used to watch her is now 30 and has a child. And
absolutely.
Is like, I'm not on YouTube, lady.
Exactly. So I put that video up and I got like, I don't know, 12 views.
Yeah. 12 people are like, oh, I remember you. Been waiting for you to post the last decade.
Yeah, it was really heartbreaking because I don't think it had, I had processed the fact that.
I was absolutely shocked that you, I was surprised by the dozen views.
Yeah.
You couldn't name anything they, you did.
I think six
year,
of them were my mom.
Ago. Yeah, probably. But none of us can remember what we were into a decade ago.
100%. Now I understand that. And even after a few days, I made peace with that. But like that initial heartbreak was very real.
Yeah.
And then, so I put that up and I started promoting it wherever I could. And then the pandemic started. Like there were whispers of the COVID.
COVID's coming.
Yeah.
COVID's coming.
And then everything shut down, remember?
Oh, yes.
And everybody was home and everybody was, I was like, well, that's great. Now I can't do anything. Remember I said that? I was like, God really doesn't want me to do this.
And I think the YouTube thing threw you off. Like when I'm remembering this story, I don't even remember that video.
You don't?
Because it's irrelevant.
For me, like, it wasn't irrelevant.
Yeah, for me,
it
was
marked
like,
the beginning of like
right. That was
my
your
start.
Attempted comeback. You're yes. Like, I bought all this equipment. I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Who wants to hear me sing a cover of a Christina Aguilera 2007 song? And people were like, no, bro. We don't
but
do
we
that.
We didn't know what
She's
we
like
wanted
a real
to
agent
do.
In
we
Beverly
didn't
Hills
know
now.
What was going on. Like, it was, I always say this, like, people say, how do you start? You just start by starting. That was my starting.
Yeah.
You know, that was me starting with anything, something, anything.
And it went, padam, poo.
It really, really did.
So then?
So then COVID hits and
no
I was sad again.
Hey, you were sad during COVID?
I was sad.
No way, you don't say.
And
the whole planet was sad during
COVID.
Yeah,
and you said, hey, the whole planet is sad and the whole planet
but you,
is.
You don't ruin the punchline.
Okay.
Start with the.
Are you going to let me tell my story?
If you tell it properly. I didn't realize it was a upbeat story. Is like a story of survival
worry,
and
I'll
coming
put
from
some
the thing.
Sad violins.
I know. Now you're like throwing it out, like as if you didn't actually work your way to where this is.
I really
go
did.
Go deep, lady. Okay. Go to where you were.
I was really, really sad, and I said that I don't think that this is really meant to be. I really think that somebody up there is giving me this sign that this is not meant for me right now.
What is this?
Like singing and. Pursuing a career in music and content creation was not even
exactly.
In our periphery. It was not on the horizon at all. It was music. It was 1000% music driven. I wanted to write more songs and I wanted to produce my songs and I wanted to share covers like I had done before in the past. And I started trying to put up these little clips and they went nowhere on Instagram. They went absolutely.
What clips were you trying
like
to
little
put up?
Clips of popular songs
that you were singing
that I was singing, yeah, and they went nowhere.
But who would have seen them? What was your following like?
Nobody. I had like,
so where would they go?
I that's the problem.
Oh, you thought you would just put it up and yes. Like overnight people would start watching them.
Yes, I don't know. This is a lot of like, it's a lot of hard work that has gone into building, but I don't know what I expected. I guess I didn't stop to think about what pieces had to be in place for audiences to come and hear this music because they were not looking for it.
So you have a massive, I'm turning this into an interview so I can guide you along.
Thanks, I appreciate
so
it.
So you have a massive audience now.
Yes.
You are recording your own podcast now as I understand it.
Yes.
Like
we,
right now.
We.
Yes. I'm just the interviewer.
Yeah,
now.
Okay, for today.
And so explain to us how this started. Pardon my saying it, you're actually not known for your singing voice and people are often surprised that
I
you
know,
can sing.
I know.
So what happened?
So here's what happened. You actually told me people are home now. Do what you've always done. Sing for them. Turn to what you have always turned to in your time of struggle, music and connection. So I did. I went on Facebook. You actually forced me onto Facebook,
yes.
You and one other person. I was forced onto Facebook to do this live. And I did a live show where I was just taking requests in real time for people. And it was like, bring whoever you want to watch my live show from wherever you are. You're home. I'm home. We're all home. Just join us.
So how often did you do this?
3 times a week.
And people would just
log in.
Request the song. Okay, so you started doing these online concerts.
I started doing
and
these
how many
online...
people? So that's how you got millions of people
nope,
to follow?
Nope. Okay, so we did these concerts and like, I think we had like 12 people.
Yes.
17 50, people.
100 was and a huge grew, night.
Yeah, 100 was a huge night. People would say, oh, my cousin is doing this. You should come and watch. And people would come in and come out of the show. And
Did you feel better at that time?
I think I did. I think I felt like I was connecting with people and I was having some sort of a purpose, even though it was really small. I felt like it was a place for people to come and just share their misery a little. Yeah.
So then what happened?
So then one night, we had just finished a show.
All of this backstory, people, for all this moment. All of this backstory,
yes.
If you're not paying attention now, I suggest you stop what you're doing and pay attention to the next 2 minutes.
Yeah, this was the big moment. So the show had just finished. You were in the other room and I was kind of wrapping up and I still had my camera set up. So I said, okay, you know what? Let me just record something for Instagram for tomorrow.
And you didn't tell me that.
And I did not tell you that. And I started singing, if the world was ending, you'd come over, right?
False.
You'd I come stand over by and my original you'd stay statement. The night.
Such a crazy lyric. The world is ending. This guy wants to go to a girl's house.
That's what this, he
what
started.
What is happening? And everyone loves this song.
Everyone loved the song. It was super popular at the time. And so I thought, this is a great song to put up on Instagram. And yes. You did not appreciate the lyrics of the song.
I still do not agree. I have to find that JP Sachs and ask him what he was thinking.
Yep.
But that was...
And that was the beginning. So I recorded this song. It did not feel like it belonged on Instagram. So I threw it up on TikTok, which is the platform that like people were just... more themselves on. My brother had been telling me to get on it. I thought it was for like the young girls doing the dances, but it turns out that it wasn't. And people were using it to just express themselves in a more authentic way. So we threw it up there and it went viral.
So what did you do next?
We did another
Tell
one.
Me like I don't know.
And another one and another one. And we just kept trying different things and they all started to hit.
So you put up a TikTok.
I put up a TikTok.
Of you singing. And some interruptions.
Yep.
And people seem to like that.
Yeah. I think people, we realized that we had stumbled on something pretty unique, this marriage of music and comedy. And it's not a combination that you see very often. And I think what it made people realize was that they needed a laugh during this time. They were desperate to laugh. They were desperate to make connections. They were desperate to be touched by something, like just to feel something.
Do you touch your fans?
Can you not make it dirty?
I'm not. I'm just asking. Does your music and does your content really like, touch your fans?
Not physically, emotionally.
No, why you say physically?
Emotionally.
How can your content physically touch them?
Yeah, I think they connect with all of the above. Like, I think they connected with the musicality. I think they connected with the humor. I think they connected with the fact that here's this couple laughing about anything. Or in our case, maybe not couple. Some people thought it was we were not a couple.
That's for another day.
That is for another day. I think that the other thing was to see people not taking themselves so seriously. That was important. And to see a woman that looked like me doing something kind of sometimes with makeup, no makeup, dressed up, not dressed up. Like I was comfortable in my skin. And I think that was something that a lot of people could relate to.
So here you are, kid in school.
Yep.
You went and you spent a lot of money on recording equipment.
I did.
Then you came home.
Yep.
And you started making funny singing videos. Mm-hmm. And your kids were both at home.
Yep.
So what? Then the views start coming. Then what? Then you're like, oh, guess what, guys? I'm going to launch a business making comedy shows.
Essentially, we started our business. Well, okay. So remember the first time a brand deal came in? We were like, what is this?
Oh, yeah. It's like some app.
Some app reached out to us and said, hey, will you film yourselves playing this app and we'll pay you? And I was like, wait, this, you can make money here?
I made that much in all of 2008? You're going to pay me $4 million? Wow.
So we realized that like there is an opportunity here. And so we started our business. I started my very own business. I did not go to business school. I have a music degree.
Yeah. So.
But I didn't know anything about running a business. But here we are. We started with baby steps. I have a lot of amazing people whispering in my ear, like all the right things. And you have a lot of experience on your side. And so we built this business. We realized that people were interested.
We built it on rock and roll.
We built this city on rock and roll. So we got all these brand deal, or we got this one brand deal in Korea, and we decided
like,
that.
Oh, they pay you money to make a video?
That there is this option to like build a business on this.
Yes, yo.
People were interested in the story. I got requests for interviews. Remember somebody asked me to come on like some business talk show?
Oh, yeah. You went on CNBC Moneyline or something when they're talking about what would happen to creators who earn money on TikTok if they were to ban it in the U.S.
Absolutely. And I felt
and you
like...
You said, oh, I feel like the fourth quarter, the points are going north in a really bullish market. So,
but then people started asking me to help them with their articles or whatever. Like they wanted to write articles about my story. They wanted to see what a mom living in suburbia, like what is she doing on TikTok and how is she building herself up? So we realized that there was something there. We realized that people were interested in this and we just put our effort in and we saw amazing results. We saw this platform explode and then we moved to the next platform and that one exploded and we moved to the next platform and we've built slowly but surely. And then surely.
Oh, I thought you hired somebody new and you didn't tell me.
And then do you remember last year what we did? I actually released original music.
You did release original music.
I finally released my original music.
I think that's a whole other episode.
It
though,
is.
Because that has its own story and it should get its own moment in time.
Yep. So that's it. That's my origin story. That's how we have built this and that's where we came from.
So in summary... You got pregnant, quit music, came back 10 years later. Someone interrupted you when you were trying to do Facebook concerts.
Yep.
And now you make humorous videos on TikTok.
Here we are.
And you're telling me this on a podcast that you launched.
Yes. Today. All true statements.
And then you're going to... Okay, wait. So you have a kid who's puking upstairs. And then your manager is calling you from Los Angeles to talk about a deal in Europe.
Yeah.
And then you're going to... Like, I think the American Heart Association annual fundraiser.
At the end of this month.
That they're taking you to in New York.
Yeah.
And then you'll come back to go to the PTO meeting.
No, and then I'm going to record. I'm going to stay in New York for a couple of days to record another song.
Another song. With another
musician.
But then you'll come back.
Then I'll come back for the PTO meeting and the gymnastics meet.
And But.
And to make dinner.
You still get frustrated.
Yes.
Because we have 5 loads of laundry that we have to do.
On the dining room table right at this moment.
I think that's pretty much
normal.
What life looks like right now.
Yeah.
Is it true that you do not let anyone do your laundry?
It is.
Is it true that most people think you have several helpers that live in your house to help you make it run?
I don't know if it's true or not, but I do not.
Is it true that you wipe your own butt?
Yes.
Is
Who would
it
wipe
true
my butt?
That you make your own dinner?
Yes.
Other than when we order Panera 6 times a week. If our kids had their way. Is it true?
Yes, we make dinner every night. I make dinner almost every night.
Is it true that you're on a yacht during Art Basel with DJ Khaled serenading you?
Yes.
Is it true that you have won an award for your short form content?
Yes, yes, yes.
Is it true that there are plaques in this house for YouTube accomplishments that, how does this all go together?
This is life.
That's why some videos have makeup and some don't.
Yeah.
C'est la vie.
C'est la vie. We are just two people who put in a lot of work, but also are very, very blessed and fortunate, but work on the parenting side and on the home side and on the work side. And we just...
And sometimes you got to just sleep with your shoes on, people.
Okay.
What are your final thoughts?
My final thought is that life and the universe are infinitely wiser than we are. And there is a time for everything. And I think that the biggest lesson that I've learned through this entire 5-year journey is that you have to just accept the timing of things. You just have to accept the way that the journey is going to go. It doesn't always look like what you think it's going to look like. I used to say, I want people to hear my voice. I want people to hear. I did not specify that I wanted them to hear me sing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I
have. Now they hear you laugh.
And I've been part of projects where people have heard me sing, but they don't know who it is singing. I've been part of projects where they've seen me, but they don't know my voice. I've been part. So you have to be very clear with your intentions, but you also have to just go with it. Like sometimes the journey is so much more fun than what you thought it was going to be if you just put your hands up and say, okay, I accept. And I think that we...
Well, thank you, Sheena. That's all the time we have. Join us again next week when we bring on Sheena again. This is your host, Tredarius Jolly Goodfellow.
You're not the host.
Logging out.
I'm the host.